38 minutes after takeoff from Kuala Lumpur, the pilot of a Malaysian Airlines jet radioed the tower to say, "Good night, Malaysian 370. That was the last communication from the plane, which vanished on March 8, 2014. The search for MH370 and the 238 people aboard ended this week. After a government-sponsored sonar sweep of the Indian Ocean came up empty, an American company called Ocean Infinity took up the task on Tuesday. The company announced with a heavy heart that it had completed a search of a huge area where some scientists believe the plane came down. Other investigators looked into what might have happened: electrical failure, pilot suicide, terrorism, hijacking. After more than 4 years, officials have no answers. 4 months later, Malaysian Flight 17, en route from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur, crashed in eastern Ukraine with 298 people aboard. A team of international investigators concluded the plane was brought down by a missile fired from an area controlled by pro-Russian militias. Last week, they said that missile came from a Russian military brigade on active duty. A statement from the Australian Foreign Ministry said the only conclusion we can reasonably now draw is that Russia was directly involved. Russia denies any involvement. This week, Dutch Foreign Minister Stef Blok described a phone call with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov as quite abrasive. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.